folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's article is titled, Why is Chelation Therapy Needed Now More Than Ever? Over the past century, industrial societies have experienced a dramatic surge in the volume of toxins released into the environment. Equally concerning is the growing diversity of sources contributing to this issue. Automobile emissions, nuclear power plants, coal-burning factories, herbicides and pesticides, power line transmissions, tar sands and oil shale extraction, fracking, natural gas production, lighting, insulation, 5G technology, radiation intensified by the Earth's weakening magnetic shield, and microwave ovens, to name just a few. These sources are releasing harmful metal toxins into the environment, which are later absorbed or ingested by our bodies through various pathways. As a result, all major organs, as well as all major systems, neurological, circulatory, gastrointestinal, sensory, etc., are affected in a very negative and profound way. Insomnia, anxiety, heart failure, heart disease, muscle pain, food allergies, obesity, dementia, cancer, arthritis, Crohn's disease, skin diseases, loss of balance, tremors, blurred vision, slurred speech are just a few of the symptoms and ill health effects that result from an increase in toxic metal absorption into the human body. The buildup of aluminum in our brain is causing contamination that may cause Alzheimer's disease. Aluminum buildup in our bodies may be responsible for other illnesses, including osteoporosis, extreme nervousness, anemia, headache, decreased liver and kidney function, forgetfulness, speech disturbances, and memory loss. Professor Christopher Exley of Keele University has argued that the metal compound is found in most processed foods, tea, wine, fizzy drinks, cosmetics, vaccines, and drugs like aspirin. People who have died from Alzheimer's disease have been found to have up to 4 times the average amount of aluminum accumulated in the brain's nerve cells. Professor Exley said that the very fact that studies have revealed aluminum deposits in the brain should serve as a warning that we are being contaminated. Although lead is naturally present in the Earth's crust, it has been extensively used in everyday life across various applications. Lead is commonly found in mining, manufacturing, and recycling processes, and has been historically used in pigments, paints, and stained glass. It is also present in ammunition and toys and can contaminate drinking water through the use of lead pipes or solder. Despite its widespread use, the presence of lead in these areas poses significant health risks due to its toxic nature. The damaging effects of lead can begin as young as in utero. Pregnant women exposed to high levels of lead may suffer from miscarriage, stillbirth, premature birth, and low birth weight, as well as minor malformations. Young children are especially vulnerable to lead exposure, mostly when it comes to brain and nervous system development. In adults, lead exposure can lead to kidney damage and high blood pressure. Mercury is widely known to be toxic. The World Health Organization has reiterated that even small amounts of mercury exposure can cause major problems affecting the nervous, digestive, and immune systems, lungs, kidneys, skin, and eyes. Mercury might also be a possible culprit behind autism. The main sources of mercury poisoning include vaccination, contraception pills, contact lens solution, dental amalgams, or silver fillings, but it can be also passed from mother to baby. EDTA, ethylene diaminotetraacetic acid, is considered by some to be the best way to remove heavy metals from the body. It can offer long-term protection against heavy metal poisoning, chronic inflammation, and hypercoagulable states. EDTA has been shown, through a process called chelation, to improve blood flow safely and relieve symptoms associated with atherosclerotic vascular disease. Although the mechanisms involved in chelation are complex, it can be understood simply as the removal of undesirable calcium and other minerals that promote plaque formation, blood clotting, and atherosclerosis. EDTA chelation therapy involves the repeated administration of ethylene diaminitra acetic acid, a weak organic acid, to gradually dissolve and reduce atherosclerotic plaque and other mineral deposits throughout the cardiovascular system. EDTA chelation therapy was initially developed in the mid-20th century to treat heavy metal poisoning, particularly lead toxicity. Its cardiovascular benefits were discovered accidentally in the 1950s, when World War II veterans suffering from lead poisoning, often from painting battleships, underwent chelation therapy. Physicians observed that many of these veterans, who also had chest pain or leg pain due to atherosclerosis, experienced remarkable improvements in their symptoms. Chelation therapy, which was first synthesized in 1935, and began to see clinical use in the 1940s, gained attention during the 1950s as a safer alternative to the older British anti-lewisite BAL treatment for heavy metal poisoning. Over the past 50 years, more than 1 million patients have received chelation therapy for a variety of circulatory issues. It has offered heart disease patients an alternative to invasive procedures like bypass surgery, and it has helped individuals with intermittent claudication improve their walking distance. Additionally, chelation therapy has been used to alleviate angina, lower high blood pressure, and in some cases, prevent diabetic patients from needing limb amputations. According to a study on the effect of EDTA-based chelation on patients with diabetes and peripheral artery disease, results showed that in spite of extreme atherosclerotic burden, post-MI patients with diabetes and PAD on medical therapy demonstrated a significant reduction in combined cardiovascular events with edetate disodium-based chelation therapy. When faced with patients with diabetes and disease in multiple vascular beds, clinicians may want to consider edetate disodium-based therapies. Oral chelation therapy involves the use of chelating agents in pill or liquid form to remove heavy metals and mineral deposits from the body. Unlike intravenous chelation, which delivers the chelating agent directly into the bloodstream, oral chelation is absorbed through the digestive tract. Common chelating agents used in oral therapy include EDTA, DMSA, dimercaptose succinic acid, and alpha-lipoic acid. These compounds bind to heavy metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium, forming stable complexes that are then excreted through urine. Oral chelation is often favored for its convenience, lower cost, and accessibility compared to the more intensive intravenous route. While it is primarily used for detoxification from heavy metal exposure, oral chelation is also explored as a complementary therapy for cardiovascular conditions, with proponents suggesting it helps reduce arterial plaque and improve overall blood flow. LifeChoice cloth therapy helps the body metabolize carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, aids in tissue formation, and supports the production of red blood cells. Additionally, it contributes to preventing deficiencies in essential nutrients such as pantothenic acid, folate, vitamin K, and selenium. For women, it is particularly beneficial as it helps reduce the risk of neural tube defects when taken daily, before conception, and during early pregnancy, further emphasizing its importance in maintaining good health. EDTA is one of the non-medicinal ingredients of claw used to rid the body of excess toxins, particularly metals such as cadmium, lead, and mercury. These toxic metals enter the body through food, water, and other means. EDTA draws out these toxic metals and excretes them via the kidneys. Oral chelation can often prevent problems from occurring by restoring circulation to the body's tissues. Since chelation removes both the organic and inorganic minerals, mineral replacement is essential. Taking OptiCalMag with K2, 2 capsules, 2 times per day, best taken 4 hours before or after claw therapy, prevents the healing crisis by replacing chelated minerals. Chelation therapy needs to be gradual, so the displaced minerals do not impact the filtering organs, kidneys, liver, or the bowels. Intravenous chelation therapy takes several weeks, if not months, and remineralization must be done as well. Oral chelation duration is best calculated by a person's age. The dosage is 6 capsules per day per, and 1 bottle, 180 capsules, should be taken for every 10 years of age. So, for example, a 40-year-old person would require 4 bottles, taking 4 months to complete the therapy. For a complete list of citations and references, please refer to the article published at lifechoice.net.